ファイボ
ー。Washington County's Little League All-Stars are on the air. Tonight's game is Washington County versus Schulenburg. It's made possible by Woodson Lumber Company, HEB in Brenham, Batter's Box, A1 Quality Plumbing, Bluebell Creamery, Hody Real Estate, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, Wellman Insurance Agency, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Dominant Associates, BVR Material, Blinn College, Coaches Insurance, Tielemann General Contracting, Washington Animal Clinic, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Citizen State Bank, Plan North Architecture, Altman Dentistry, Double D Glass Services, K&H Portable Toilets, Laroic Chevrolet GMC Buick, Manuel's Mexican Restaurant, Collier Construction, DDM Pipe and Steel, Brandit Graphics, Mr. Windshield, Felder's By and By, Beliski Waterwell Services, Morell's Meat Market, Mahler Electric, Pat's Cleaning, Kendura Tile, and Brenham National Bank. We'll go to the field with the pregame show with your host, Stefan, after these words from our sponsors.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College. Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
You got dirt and grime? Too much on your plate? Not enough time? Well, call Pat's Cleaning Service. She's a dust desperado and dirt's worst nightmare. Pat and her team will get your home clean and she won't clean you out. Bonded and insured, you can rest assured she'll put together a custom plan to keep your home or office spick and span. Call Pat's Cleaning Service at 979-661-4538 for a free estimate.
Here in Schulenburg, Texas for 8U Coach Pitch Softball tonight as we bring you the Washington County Little League All-Stars versus Schulenburg tonight. So it's going to be a nice warm afternoon here for baseball. A little bit cloudy, a lot of sun though. We're going to work on our suntan out here today as we get ready for action here, and we'll send it back and be back with more of the postgame after a few words from our sponsors.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the members of the Washington County All-Star Teams. As a trusted advisor to the Brazos Valley since 1967, Seidel Schrader provides tax planning and preparation, assurance, and valuation services. And they are honored to be recognized again as a regional leader by Accounting Today. Seidel Schrader is committed to serve and elevate their clients, communities, and team. Seidel Schrader recognizes the hard work and dedication of these athletes and wishes the Washington County All-Stars good luck in their tournaments.
Looking to buy? Wanting to sell? Hody Real Estate is here to serve the needs of Central Texas and beyond, with office locations in downtown Brenham, Round Top, and Belleville. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 979-836-8532 to speak with an agent. They have local experience with a global reach. Get the most exposure for your listings and list with the leaders here at Hody Real Estate. Hody Real Estate wishes all of the Washington County Little League teams good luck during All-Stars.
Step up to the plate with summer flavor at Whataburger. After the big All-Star game, families can swing by for fresh, made-to-order burgers, crispy fries, and ice-cold drinks that hit it out.
out of the park. From post-game team meals to late-night cravings after practice, Whataburger is the perfect stop for players, parents, and fans alike. Whether celebrating a win or shaking off a tough inning, they're serving up hometown favorites all season long. Visit your local Whataburger today and make every game day taste like a championship victory.
And welcome back. We're here in Schulenburg, Texas. Stephen Drain on the call for you today. 8U softball coach pitch action for you. Washington County versus Schulenburg. Just going around of what the scores were here in yesterday's pool play action over here in Schulenburg. Rice defeated Smithville 12-6. Belleville defeated Schulenburg 18-12. Lee County defeated Burleson County 17-5, and Washington County beat Grimes County 16-1. So that wraps up what occurred over here yesterday and last night. And then today's action, it's Grimes County versus Belleville over on the field behind us. And then LaGrange and Weimer will play at 6:30 on field two, Columbus and Sealy at 6:30, Hempstead, Smithville at 8. And, of course, we've got our game right now at 5 o'clock as we get set to play here. And we'll be back with more of the pregame show after a word from our sponsors.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept designs, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Little League All-Stars. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the youth during the Little League All-Star Games.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of the Brenham community and proud of the area youth. They support the local youth in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They send their thanks to the managers, coaches, Little League Board, and parents of Washington County for their time and support during the All-Star season. Collier Construction congratulates the All-Stars and wishes them good luck in their upcoming games.
In a world where leaks and clogs turn into bigger problems, call a plumbing company you can trust. A1 Quality Plumbing has been serving Washington County and the surrounding areas for over 30 years with same-day service, free inspections, and reliable estimates. Residential, commercial, and emergencies, A1 Quality does it all. From repairs to remodeling and even new construction, call 830-1877 today. That's 830-1877 or visit a1qualityplumbers.com. A1 Quality Plumbing, family-owned, operated, and ready to help.
License number 45380.
And welcome back here to Schulenburg's. We get set for 8U coach pitch softball action. We'll go over the starting lineup for Washington County. Leading off will be Emery Roberts. Batting second will be Paige Bedner. Batting third will be Tyler Ogden. Batting fourth, Ellie Margis. Batting fifth, Lily Sinclair. Batting sixth, Brooke Henley. Batting seventh, Emma Duran. Batting eighth, Chase Kunkel. Batting ninth, Emma Leakey. Batting tenth, Piper O'Brien. Batting 11th, Harper Kettler. And batting 12th will be Patricia Miranda. For Schulenburg, leading it off will be Catalina Houston. Batting second will be Paisley Gennert. Batting third will be Jade Harris. Batting fourth will be Peyton Keys. Batting fifth will be Rebecca Camacho. Batting sixth, Saffron Manzano. Batting seventh will be Penelope Mycock. And batting eighth will be Claire McCourt. Batting ninth, Harper Wright. Batting tenth, Ellie Klein. So there's your starting lineups for tonight's game. And we'll send it back for a few words from our sponsors.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC in Brenham. For over 60 years, our dealership has been a pillar in this community, offering a great selection of inventory and outstanding customer service. Our entire team is ready to serve your vehicle needs, whatever they may be. Sales, service, parts, or body shop. Stop in today to check out our huge inventory of trucks and SUVs of all sizes. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
If you're having faulty wiring issues or plumbing problems that are damaging your home, don't wait around for them to get worse. Call Miller Electric and Plumbing for a professional safety inspection today. From electrical upgrades to plumbing repairs, Miller ensures your home is safe, efficient, and up to code. Protect your family and your investment. Visit MOELLERTX.com. That's Miller Electric and Plumbing, where experience meets reliability. Miller Electric and Plumbing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right part for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
It's a home run!
Make a home run with Coach's Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Or visit their office at 2402 South Day Street. Coach's Insurance Agency. In Brenham. Get yourself coached up.
And we're back here in Schoenberg as we finish up the national anthem here and get set for play. A little hard to hear over here. They're playing it down on the lower field, both fields together. But we've got it done, and we're set, ready to go for action here. And we'll get first pitch here just shortly. Got to get my cap back on so I don't get some sunburn out here today. Setting in the sun, and needs to bring the suntan lotion with us today. Nice warm afternoon out here in Schulenburg. Washington County will be the home team. Schulenburg will be the visitors in this game as we get set for action here. So Washington County decked out in white pants with green and white pinstripe shirts, white shirt with green pinstripes. Everybody wearing the socks up. We saw that last night in a couple of those games. Some of the players going old school at this age, I guess you'd say, and wearing those pants up around the knees. Schulenburg's in their black pants with orange shirts. So umpires are out here ready. We're just waiting on the coaches to hit the field, and here comes Washington County now as they're going to take the field first. So Schulenburg will be leading it off. First three batters for Schulenburg will be Catalina Houston, Paisley Gintert, and Jade Harris. So as a reminder, this is Coach Pitch. Five runs per inning or three outs, whichever comes first. Ball is dead when they get it back into the circle here. So each batter is allowed five pitches, but if they swing at three, then they're out on strikes. So leading it off for Schulenburg here is Catalina Houston. She'll step in. First pitch of the game's on its way. She's going to square around the bunt, and she bunts it foul. So bunt goes foul, so one strike on Catalina Houston. She starts it off here for Schulenburg. So second pitch is on its way. She's going to square around and bunt again and bunts it foul again. So two foul balls on the bunt attempts by Catalina Houston. Three pitches left, two strikes. And pitch number three is on its way and swinging. She's going to hit this one over to the third baseman. Third baseman's up with it. Throws a little high over at first base. Going to get over a hit. And Houston will hit down to second base. Right fielder backing up the play. Picks it up. Throws it in. Trying to get it to the circle. And they'll throw it over to third as she's running and tagged out at third base. So nice play there by the Washington County All-Stars. threw it back to the pitcher. She bobbled a little bit, but Houston trying to stretch that over to third base. Gets thrown out over there for out number one. Going to bring up Paisley Gennert. Coming up to bat. Choked way up on the bat. She's swinging at the first pitch. Misses at the first one. So runner over at second base, one out. Pitch number two is on its way. Swung on. This is hit down the first baseline. Foul. So foul ball down the first baseline. So we'll reset it. Three pitches left. Pitch number three is on its way. This is swung on and missed for strike three, so that'll be out number two for Schulenburg. Going to bring up the bat Claire McCourt. So McCourt steps in, two outs, runner over at second base. First pitch is on its way. She's swinging, is going to tap one back to the pitcher's mound. Pitcher is up with it. She'll throw over to first base in time for out number three, so that'll do it for Schulenburg here in the top of the second. And your score remains Washington County 5, Schulenburg nothing. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Looking for a bank that rewards you to get started? At Citizens State Bank, opening a new checking or savings account comes with something extra, a complimentary gift just for you. With local people, local decisions, and service you can trust, we've been helping our neighbors manage their banking needs since 1925. Stop by any CSB location or visit csbtx.bank/new account promo for requirements and eligible accounts. Member FDIC, terms and conditions apply.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woodson Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woodson Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
And welcome back as we come back to the bottom half of the second inning, where Washington County will be up to bat, leading it 5-0 here. And Washington County's defense has held Schulenburg scoreless so far, as we're in the bottom half of the second inning. Leading it off for Washington County is going to be Brooke Henley. So first pitch on its way to Henley. She's swinging, fouls that one back. Fouls that one back to the screen. Catcher's going to go shag it down over there, give it back to the umpire. We're all set. Pitch number two's on its way. Swung on and fouled again back behind the screen here. So two strikes, three pitches left. Next pitch, Henley swings, hits this one over toward first base. The right fielder is going to pick it up, and she's going to throw that one back toward the circle, but Henley's going to pull up safe over at first base over there. So brings up to bat for Washington County, Emma Duran. Duran will step in, runner at first base. First pitch swinging, she'll foul that one over to the right side, out of the reach of the catcher. Pitch number two is on its way to Duran. She swung on, hit the line drive back up the middle. That's going to get all the way out to the outfield. Still rolling. So around third base is Henley. Duran's rounding second. She's hit it to third. Ball just now coming back into the infield. Duran's going to round third and score. So a hard hit line drive by Emma Duran rolls all the way out to the outfield, and she's going to round all the bases for a inside the park home run there. So two runs a score for that. That'll push the lead out to 7-0 for Washington County. Brings up the bat Chase Kunkel. So first pitch on its way to Kunkel. She swings, hits it down to the third baseman. Third baseman up, throws over to first. Not in time at first base as she'll beat that out over there. So runner over at first base. Brings up the bat Emma Litke. Licky steps in here, runner over at first, nobody out. Two runs already in for Washington County, bottom of second. She's swinging at the first pitch. It's a pop-up over to third base. Third baseman unable to grab it. Falls foul by about a foot. So Licky will come back. Get set in the box, and pitch number two is on its way. Swung on, line drive back up the middle. Second baseman unable to knock that down. Center fielder will pick it up. She'll throw it in toward the pitcher's mound. Runner will hold at second base. So runners at first and second now for Washington County. Nobody out. Brings up Piper O'Brien. O'Brien steps in. First pitch is on its way to her. She swings and misses at the first pitch for strike one. So runners over at first and second base. Nobody out. Two runs in for Washington County. 7-0. They lead it in the bottom half of the second. Next pitch swung on. Line drive over to the second baseman. Out into the outfield. Center fielder trying to track it down. That'll score one run for sure. Two runs will come in. O'Brien's hit it over to third base as they try and get it back into the circle, and they'll get it back in the circle, and she'll have to hold up at third base. So scoring on that play will be Kunkel and Litke, and O'Brien will pull up at third base. Pushes the score out now to 9-0 Washington County. Brings up to bat Harper Kettler. So first pitch to Kettler, swung on, foul back into the screen. Kettler back in the box. Pitch number two on its way. This is swung on. Line drive over to shortstop's head. That'll score the fifth run of the inning for Washington County. So that'll do it here for the second inning. And your score after two innings of play, it's Washington County 10, Schulenburg 0. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Branded Graphics is proud to cheer on the Little League All-Stars. From the first pitch to the final out, they know these athletes are giving it their all and representing their community with pride. At Branded Graphics, they help teams show up in style with custom t-shirts, banners, signs, decals, and spirit gear made to celebrate every big moment. To all the players, coaches, and families, congratulations on an incredible season and good luck, All-Stars. Branded Graphics, your local partner from custom print, signage, and team spirit. Learn more at brand8graphics.com.
Looking to save some money on your auto insurance? Dominant Associates LLC in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help. Dominant and Associates will take advantage of the many discounts available for auto insurance, like discounts for new vehicles, academic achievement, driver training, companion policies, and being claims free. To find out how to save on your auto insurance, contact Dominant Associates, your local trusted Germania agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham. Open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 5 and on Friday from 8 to 1.
And welcome back to Schulenburg as we're going to start play here in the top half of the third inning. Schulenburg trailing it as Washington County is out to a 10-0 lead after two innings of play. Leading it off for Schulenburg is going to be Harper Wright. So she'll step in here, bat from the right side of the plate. Washington County's been swinging the bats really well and flashing the leather out there. Not much been going for Schulenburg as they've only had two base runners here in the game. So first pitch coming to right, and she'll swing and miss at pitch number one. And pitch number two is on its way to right, and she swings. It's a little pop out in front of the plate. Pitcher's going to come up, try and field it, and she'll just hold on to the ball as Wright will beat that out over to first base. So leadoff hitter on board for Schulenburg here in the top half of the third. Brings up to bat Ellie Klein. Just a little popper between the home plate and the pitcher's mound. No play there. Wright reaches first base. First pitch coming to Klein. She'll watch that one go by. And she gets back set in the box. Pitch number two is on its way. She swings and misses at pitch number two. So three pitches left there for Klein. Runner over at first base. Nobody out for Schulenburg. Catcher's going to call timeout here. Got a little shin guard issue. So we are in the top half of the third inning. Washington County leads it 10-0. So pitch is on its way. Klein swings, hits this one down to third base. Takes a wicked hop down there. Third baseman unable to come up with it. So two runners on now for Schulenburg as they have runners at first and second base with nobody out. Take us back to the top of the lineup for Schulenburg. Catalina Houston. He'll step in here. First pitch is on its way, and she'll swing. Hits a little tapper. Going to get by the pitcher's mound. Second baseman up with it. Throws on over to first. Not quite in time. So everybody's going to be safe. So bases are loaded for Schulenburg with nobody out. Brings up to bat Paisley Ginnert. Ginnert steps in. First pitch is on the way to her. She's going to swing and miss at the first pitch. So bases loaded. Nobody out. We're in the top half of the third inning. Washington County leads it 10-0. Pitch number two is on its way. A little pop-up right here in front of home plate. And that's going to go foul. A lot of spin on that ball. This spins away foul. Ginnert to come back, grab the bat from the umpire. She steps back in the box. Pitch is on its way, and this is swung on and fouled again. So opportunity here for Schulenburg in the top half of the third. Bases loaded, nobody out. Pitch is on its way. This is swung on. Hit back up the middle. Second baseman's going to get over there. She's going to bobble it. Unable to pick it up. This will score two runs for Schulenburg. And Houston's going to try and go to third, and they'll throw her out over at third base. And we're going to have a timeout by the umpire. So they're going to send her back to second base because she wasn't far enough. Have a little discussion out here with the umpires as Washington County coach comes out and questions that call. So they are going to call her out as she was trying to advance over to third base, got tagged out by the third baseman over there. So that's going to be out number one for Schulenburg. So that brings up Jade Harris for Schulenburg. Runner over at first base now. Two runs in for Schulenburg. Cuts the lead to 10-2, Washington County. So Harris, she swings at the first pitch. Hits this one back up the middle. Bounces over the pitcher's glove. No play anywhere, so they'll just kill it in the circle right there. So runners at first and second base now. It's going to bring up the bat for Schulenburg, Peyton Keyes. Key steps in, one out, runners first and second base. Two runs in for Schulenburg here in the top of the third. She swings and misses at the first pitch. Strike number one. So she steps back in, gets set. Pitch number two is on its way. This is swung on. This is going to be over the shortstop's head. Runners will take off. They got a play out at second base as they throw it over to second base for the force out. But coming around third and scoring will be Ginnert as she scores run number three. But out at second is Harris. Keyes will stay over at first base. Going to bring up to bat for Schulenburg, Rebecca Camacho. So Camacho steps in here with two outs, runner over at first base. First pitch is on its way, and she'll watch that one go by. So Washington County leads it 10-3 in the top half of the third inning. So next pitch on its way to Camacho, and she'll let that one go by. Three pitches left for Camacho. Runner over first base, one out. Pitch number three is on its way. She's going to hit this one in the air over toward third base. Third baseman makes the play on the pop-out, and that'll do it for Schulenburg here. But they do score three, and your score after two and a half. It's Washington County 10, Schulenburg 3. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's your shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham congratulates the Washington County All-Star teams playing in the Little League District Tournament.
And welcome back to Schulenburg, Texas, as we're at 8U Coach Pitch Softball as Washington County leads it here in the bottom of the third inning, 10-3. Leading it off for Washington County this inning will be Patricia Miranda. And we're almost set here ready for play as Schulenburg, I believe, has got everybody in position. We're waiting on the catcher yet. Catcher's still putting her gear on over there. And looks like we're almost set, ready to go here as Miranda's going to bat for the first time. And we're all set, ready to go here. So first pitch on its way to Miranda. She'll square around the bunt and bunts this one. The pitcher's unable to come up with it. She'll just pick it up and run back to the circle as Miranda easily gets the first base there. Nice little bunt put down by... kind of to the third base side of the pitcher. Pitcher unable to corral it in over there. So it's going to take us back to the top of the lineup to Emery Roberts. A little equipment malfunction on the catcher as they get her shin guards tightened up for her. So Roberts steps in. Runner over at first base. Nobody out. First pitch swing. Taps it back to the pitcher's mound. Pitcher's up with it. Throws over to first. Not in time. Going to get by the pitcher. Runner's going to go from second to third as they're having a little trouble in the outfield getting the ball in. So she's going to round third. Come on in. And Roberts will make it over to third base. So run scores for Washington County. Pushes their lead out to 11-3. Going to bring up to bat Paige Bednar. Bednar steps in, runner over at third base, nobody out. First pitch on its way. She swings, hits it back to the pitcher. Pitcher's able to knock it down. She's going to try and throw over to first. Going to get away from the first baseman. Right fielder backs it up, and she'll get it back into the circle. But scoring on the play is Roberts as she scores from third. Bednar ends up over at second base. Going to bring up the bat for Washington County, Tyler Ogden. First pitch is on its way. She swings and taps that one foul behind the catcher. So runner over at second base. Nobody out. Washington County leads it in the bottom of the third, 12-3. So next pitch is on its way. Ogden's going to hit this one over the first baseman's hit. Right fielder's there. She's going to try and throw her out at first. Overthrows the first baseman, and coming around third to score will be Bednar. Moving over to second base will be Ogden. So three runs now in for Washington County here in the bottom half of the third inning. Brings up to bat Ellie Marges. So coach back out again adjusting the shin guards on the catcher for Schulenburg. So Margis dips in. Her first pitch is on its way. She swings, hits it back to the pitcher off her glove. Pitcher's just going to pick it up and get it back in the circle. Ogden will move up to third base. Margis safe over at first base. Runners at first and third now. Nobody out. It's going to bring up to bat Lily Sinclair. So Sinclair a bat here. First and third. Nobody out. Washington County leads it 13-3. We're in the bottom half of the third inning. So Sinclair takes the first one. Back in the box, second pitch on its way. This is hit in the air. It's going to be just behind second base. Center fielder not able to make the play. He's going to get by our one run a score on this. Margis is rounding third, and she's going to score, and that'll be another five runs again for Washington County. So that'll do it for us here in the bottom half of the third. And your score after three innings, it's Washington County 15, Schulenburg 3, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Take your game to the next level with the elite baseball and softball training facility, The Batter's Box. Introducing private hitting and pitching lessons utilizing Rapsodo Pro Data and Ball Flight technology. Plus, 2026 summer baseball and softball camp registrations are now open. Visit them online to register today. Tryouts for their fall 2026 season will be happening in July. Call 979-830-5515 or go online to battersboxbtx.com.
Kinjura Tile Incorporated at 1004th North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kinjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kinjura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kinjura Tile congratulate the Washington County boys and girls for making the Little League All-Star teams and wish them luck during the tournaments this summer. Kinjura Tile thanks all the coaches, parents, and Little League Association for making this experience possible for our young people. Go Washington County!
And welcome back to Schulenburg as Washington County 8U softball action underway for y'all. We're in the top half of the fourth inning. Washington County leading it 15-3 as we start play here in the top of the fourth. Leading it off for Schulenburg this inning will be Saffron Manzano. As we get set ready for play here. So clouds covering up the sun a little bit. Nice warm afternoon here in Schulenburg. So we're in pool play action. Bracket play set to start early next week as they finish up the pool play action this weekend. First pitch is on its way. This is swung on and tap foul behind the catcher. So one strike on Manzano. She leads it off for Schulenburg in the top half of the fourth inning. And pitch number two is on its way. She's going to watch that one go by a little bit low. So we were talking about this last night about how difficult it is for these coaches to pitch. I don't think I could do this. Next pitch is swung on by Manzano and missed. So two strikes now on Manzano. Two pitches left. Both coaches really doing a good job of being consistent where they put the ball. Next pitch swung on and missed for strike number three. So Manzano will go down on strikes for out number one. Going to bring up Penelope Mycock. Or Mycock. If I'm messing this one up, this is a different spelling for me. So she'll step in here. First pitch on its way. She swings, hits one over towards second base. Second baseman's up with it. Throws on over the first base for the out. So two outs now in the inning, and that's going to bring up the bat for Schulenburg, Claire McCourt. So Washington County leads it 15-3, top half of the fourth. So McCourt steps in, first pitch coming. She's going to swing, hit this one back to the pitcher. Off her glove, shortstop's going to pick it up. Throw over to first base, going to get by the first baseman. And she's going to hit the second base as they throw it back into the pitching circle. So McCourt pulls up out at second base. Brings up the bat for Schulenburg, Harper Wright. So Wright will step in, runner at second base, two outs. Washington County leads it, top of the fourth, 15-3. First pitch swung on. Little tapper. Pitcher's going to knock it down, and no play anywhere. She'll just step back in the circle to hold the runner. So runners now at first and third for Schulenburg. Going to bring up to bat Ellie Klein. So Klein will step in first and third, two outs. First pitch is on its way to Klein. She's going to watch that one go by. So Klein's back in there ready to go. Pitch number two coming to her, and she's going to swing and hit a line drive to the shortstop. Shortstop makes the catch for out number three, so that'll do it for Schulenburg here in the fourth. And your score, it remains Washington County 15, Schulenburg 3. And that's going to do it for the ball game, as our run rule is in effect. So Washington County will win it today, 15-3, and we'll be back with some post-game after a word from our sponsors.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock and limestone base. They have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Call 979-530-5476. That's 530-5476. BVR Materials wish all the Little League All-Stars good luck this season.
Tilghman Construction, your hometown builder since 1956, has earned a reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. Celebrating 70 years of providing quality service to the community, trust their experienced team to get the job done your way. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tilghman Construction. Visit online at TillemanHomes.com to make your building visions come to life.
Mr. Windshield and Brenham is a proud supporter of the Washington County All-Stars. As a business in the Washington County area, Mr. Windshield prides themselves on giving the community the best service at the greatest prices. They can fix any repair from a small chip in your window to quickly replacing your complete windshield or window. For all your auto glass needs, call them today or visit them online at MrWindshieldInc.com. The Mr. Windshield crew would like to wish the Washington County All-Stars and coaches good luck.
Insurance. Not something you enjoy buying, but if you need it, boy, you glad to have it. I'm telling you. Diamond and Associates in Brenham. Your local agent for Germania Insurance can help make buying insurance simple and less stressful. With over 250 years of combined experience, Diamond and Associates will find the best discounts to insure your car or truck, your home, or even your business. To save money on your insurance premiums, contact Diamond and Associates, your trusted local Germania agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park invites you to support the Washington County All-Star teams this summer by attending their tournaments. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Washington County All-Stars! Here's wishing you a great season from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park Project.
In Texas, every season is grilling season, but the days are longer. We know you're itching to have a good old backyard barbecue with your friends and family. Luckily, H-E-B makes it easy. Make just one stop with your shopping for those summer parties. Grab steaks, hamburgers, hot dogs, buns, drinks, and sides all in one place. That way, you can hurry back to fun in the sun. Make H-E-B in Brenham your summer headquarters. Located at 2508 South Day Street. No store does more.
Welcome back to Schulenburg, as Washington County has won it here today over Schulenburg by a score of 15-3. As we wrap it up over here, quick game, 37 minutes I had on my time there on that game, as Washington County, the bat's just too strong for Schulenburg out here today, as Washington County scored five runs in every inning that they batted. run rule was in effect there in the bottom half of the fourth. So Schulenburg not able to score any runs there in the top half. Put our run rule in effect and brings us to our final score of Washington County 15 and Schulenburg 3. And we'll be back with more of the postgame after a word from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas-grown and customer-owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's By and By at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
There's one word when you think of La Morelos, and that word is fresh. That's because their meat market offers fresh-cut meat to your specifications. They have fresh produce and freshly made Mexican pastries daily. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday. It doesn't get any better or fresher than at La Morelos. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. Visit La Morelos at 1501 South Market in Brenham. The next time you want fresh, La Morelos wishing all the Washington County All-Stars luck on this year's season.
Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College. Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Bluebell doesn't fudge on deliciousness. Our new black raspberry fudge ice cream in pints and half gallons combines black raspberry flavored ice cream with dark chocolate flavored chunks and a chocolate fudge swirl. The result is real. Taste the truth.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at Bill's Supermarket and Sealy and all Walgreens stores.
Hey, All-Star fans, I'm Blaine Baker.
And I'm Mace Ayler.
And I'm Mac Ayler, and we are honored to play ball for Washington County.
And we are proud to say our smile is big thanks to Altman Dentistry.
Located at 1306 South Bluebell Road in Brenham, Texas.
Dr. Mike Altman.
And Dr. Rob Knowles.
Help keep your teeth strong and your smile game day ready.
Thanks, Altman Dentistry, for supporting Washington County All-Stars and helping us shine and on and off the field.
And welcome back. We're in Schulenburg. Post-game activities going on here as the Washington County 8U Coach Pitch girls softball has taken their game over Schulenburg 15-3. Next up for them, they'll start bracket play on Monday at 6:30. They'll play Columbus at 6:30 in their bracket play. A little rundown from some action that happened last night in 7U baseball over in Burton. You heard that on KWHI. Washington County Green beat Hempstead 15-0. Sealy was beat LaGrange 13-5. Washington County White over Grimes County 17-16. And Belleville 15, Lee County 5. There's no games over in Burton today, but up for them on Sunday will be Washington County Green versus Lee County at 5. Grimes County versus Hempstead on the lower field at 5, and Washington County White will take on Sealy at 6:30 on the upper field. Columbus will play Belleville at 6:30 on the lower field. So over in seven-year-old Coach Pitts softball and industry, Friday it was Belleville 16, LaGrange 3. Today it's LaGrange versus Sealy and Washington County versus Columbus at 7 o'clock. On Sunday you'll have Belleville versus Columbus at 5:30 and Washington County versus Sealy at 7 p.m. And that'll be on KWHI with Doug Brown on the call. 6:45 pregame for that Washington County-Sealy game over in industry tomorrow night. 8-year-old Coach Pitch Baseball in Hemsley, Washington County White 13, Columbus 3, and Sealy 19, Washington County Green 11. Saturday's slate has Washington County Green playing Weimer at 6:30, and Washington County White versus LaGrange at 5 o'clock. And Sealy on field one. Those games are split between Sealy and Hempstead in that tournament. 8-year-old Coach Pitch softball here in Schulenburg. Washington County won yesterday 16-1, and they took today's game 15-3. So they're 2-0 in their pool play. And as we mentioned before, they'll play Monday 6:30 versus Columbus. 9-year-old baseball is going on over in Eagle Lake. Washington County loses a tight one last night to LaGrange 12-11. They were back in action this afternoon at 4 o'clock over there. Have not heard a score on that game. And Sunday they're off, and then they'll go into their bracket play. So that's a roundup of the district tournaments that are going on right now. And we'll send it back to the studio for a word from our sponsors, and we'll be back with more post-game shortly.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in a Guadalajara restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get-together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
Okay. Tilghman Construction, your hometown builder since 1956, has earned a reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. Celebrating 70 years of providing quality service to the community, trust their experienced team to get the job done your way. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tilghman Construction. Visit online at tilghmanhomes.com to make your building visions come to life.
Since 1980, K&H Portable Toilets has been bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to this area's county festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves in superior service to the community. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished till the paperwork is done. Go Washington County All-Stars.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank. Serving you and the community. Better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you. At Brenham National Bank, that's what we do.
And welcome back here to Schulenburg as we're in our post game as Washington County 8U softball has defeated Schulenburg 15-3 over here. They go 2-0 in pool play. And just a reminder, we'll have more Little League action for you throughout the week. And a big game coming up Thursday for the Burton Panthers. They are in the state championship game in Round Rock. So if nobody's doing anything Thursday, they'll be in action 12 o'clock. We'll have 11:30 pregame on KWHI. And they'll have all the call and the action for you. If you can't make it over there, make sure you tune in and listen to the radio and cheer on the Burton Panthers as they have made it all the way over to the state championship game in Round Rock. Big, big exciting times over there for the Burton Panthers. And, of course, it all starts down here in these Little League games where these kids, especially in these age groups where it's the coach pitch and It's an educational time so they can learn and get things right. You see a lot of good fundamentals out there, a lot of teaching going on as you go through the games. Coaches are really good with these kids as they'll set them and get them coached up and get them set for when they get older and get into their high school sports and move forward as they play and as they grow. A lot of them play, probably branch off and play in some select ball also with that, but Little League seems to always be the foundation at these little levels where everybody starts off, so it's good to see lots of teams out here participating in these district tournaments at these ages. So we'll send it back for one more break, and we'll be back to wrap it up after a few words from our sponsors.
Washington Animal Clinic, quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals, supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Washington County Little League All-Stars and their coaches. Good luck to all of the All-Stars out there from Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North in Brenham. Keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy. Visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North, or call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woods and Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way, with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woods and Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
Barnuminiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built their reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their location in Brenham or Bastrop.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's your shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham congratulates the Washington County All-Star teams playing in the Little League District Tournament.
And welcome back to Schulenburg as we wrap it up here. 8U softball action that was taking place earlier. Washington County is the winner in that one, 15-3. As a reminder, don't forget about tomorrow evening. We have more action for you on KWHI as Washington County versus Sealy. That's going to be a 6:45 pregame, 7 p.m. first pitch, and 7-year-old coach pitch softball. That'll be over in Industry with Doug Brown on the call over there. So we're going to wrap it up over here. And once again, your final score, it's Washington County 15, Schulenburg 3. And we'll see everybody as we head back to Brenham and wish everybody good luck on all their future games.
This broadcast was brought to you by Woodson Lumber Company, HEB in Brenham, Batters Box, A1 Quality Plumbing, Bluebell Creamery, Cody Real Estate, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, Wellman Insurance Agency, Trail Masters, Clearing and Mulching, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Dominant Associates, BBR Materials, Lynn College, Coaches Insurance, Hilleman General Contracting, Washington Animal Clinic, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Citizen State Bank, Plan North Architectural, Altman Dentistry, Double D Glass Services, K&H Portable Toilets, LaRoche Chevrolet GMC Buick, Manuel's Mexican Restaurant, Collier Construction, DDM Pipe and Steel, Branded Graphics and Windshield. Branded Graphics, Mr. Windshield, Belders By and By, Seidel Schrader, Bilski Waterwell Services, La Morellis Meat Market, Muller Electric, Pat's Cleaning, Kendura Tile, and Brenham National Bank. Once again, the final score, Washington County 15, Schulenburg 3. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.